It's probably working, yes. Okay. Can you see all that? Recording on. Okay, so this is our last exercise in this course, so Claire will show you some software and then we do some digital thing.
Okay, so for the last session, we're gonna look at signature schemes. So we have software for RSA and Elgamo crypto system. So first, we're gonna just do the software quickly, and then this numerical example of the software, the systems. So the first one is RSA. Is it beginning? RSA. So for RSA in general, you have to use two primes. So in this case, we can use 11 and 13. Then we can calculate n. We can calculate phi of n, which so phi n is 143 and phi of n is 120. Then we have to choose Alice's public number. So we can choose e is equal to 7. It's going to be mutually prime with 120 because it's prime. So the public key is going to be n and e, and then the inverse, the secret key is going to be d, which is the inverse of e, so 7, modulus n. And then the message that Alice wants to send. So for example, if I say Alice wants to send the number 35, then in the system, so Alice has her number, then she computes S, which is equal to the message M to the power of D, her secret key, modulus N. So she finds that S is equal to 74. Then when she sends to Bob the message M and the signature S, and when Bob receives that, he can calculate C, which is going to be the signature S to the power of the Alice's public key E, 7. And then he finds that indeed C is equal to 35, like M, which he received, and then that's how he can be sure that it's Alice's signature in the message. So yeah, we're gonna do that later with the numerical exercises. But first, there's also the Elgamo signature scheme. Okay, so we have to choose a modulus of, let's say, 53. The generator can be 2. Then Alice has to choose a secret number, let's say A is equal to 15, and another secret number, K, let's say 7. And let's say she wants to send the message M is equal to 12. Okay. So the first thing Alice does is compute B, which is equal to G to the power of A modulo P. So in this case it's equal to 14, then that's her public key, so the modulus P, the generator G, and B, which she just computed. And then she wants to send the message M is equal to 12, so she computes first R, J to the power of K modulus P, and S, K to the power of the inverse of K times M minus A times R, and modulus P minus 1 and not P. So she finds that R is equal to 22, S is equal to 14. She sends all the three values, M, R, and S. And then when Bob received it and wants to check to verify Alice's signature, he computes first V1, so B to the power of R times R to the power of S modulo P. So he computes that, he finds a 15. And then, to check the message, he has to compute V2, which is G to the power of M, modulus P. And he also finds 15, and since V1 is equal to V2, the signature is verified. So that's how it works. We're gonna do that by hand a bit later. So we've got, for the numerical exercises, it's just two examples. First of RSA digital signature, and then of L-gamma signature. So, first, so we're doing the RSA signature. We have m is equal to 16,346. So that's the message that Alice wants to send, and her public key is e is equal to 39,423 and n 46,923. So the first thing that we have to do is compute Alice's secret key. So that's going to be the number dA. So that's d times e modulus phi of n is equal to 1, so the inverse of e. And in order to do that, we have the numbers p is equal to 167 and q is equal to 295. And we know that p times q is equal to n. So now in order to find d, we need to calculate first phi of n. And considering p and q are both prime, it's just going to be equal to p minus 1 times q minus 1. And now we have to use the Euclidean algorithm, extended algorithm, to find d from e and phi of n. So yeah, you can also now try to do it yourselves to practice more the extended algorithm.
That would be a good idea. Find the inverse of 39,423 modulo 46,480.
once you've gone through.
And now it will be fun to go back.
Yeah.
Of course, without a mistake.
Huh?
You can do this, and you will surely pass it.
Is 5 minus 2 times 2.
Yeah, I skipped a little bit.
Yes, but then you substitute 2 with 7 minus 5.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and you get it. Well, she says that she gets this. You will probably get this if you continue. So you skip two steps.
Yeah, but like 7 times 3 is...
Yeah, yeah, because the student is asking, so how you got this?
Sorry.
You can explain.
Yeah, if you start from the beginning, it's 1 is equal to 5 minus 2 times 2 from this equation. And you substitute the 2, so you get 5 is equal to 5 minus 2 times 7 minus 5. So then you have 1 times 5 minus 2 times minus 5, so you get in total 3.
So
that
this should be okay. This here.
That also works. It
yeah, just tell me how you got this.
7 times 3 is 21.
How?
7 times 3 is 21 and 5 times 21.
It is correct, of course, but if you go this way, how can you get this? That's the question. So please follow the way I did it. Because the students get confused, please.
You won't really get lost.
Thank you.
found it. So what's the inverse?
So doing that, so the inverse in this case of E, is minus 19,715. We want a positive number, so we take it modulus pi of n. So we get 26,756.
Yeah, so you know how we go. We add the
So we've done the first question. We have computed Alice's secret key. Next.
So.
Shall we have the break now? Or? Okay, then I'm gonna erase that because I have space. So that's just Alice's secret key. Now we want to see how Alice signs the message. So in order to find the signature, we're gonna take the message N and we're gonna encrypt it with the RSA cryptosystem and with the keys that we've calculated now. So we're gonna have the signature S is going to be M to the power of Alice's secret key modulo N. And that way, when Bob receives the message, he can take the signature that he receives, put it to the power of E, here, which is the public key, and then he should, if the signature hasn't been tampered with or anything, he should find again the message M. So now we need, so S, 16,326, to the power of D, 26,767. And this is where modular exponentiation is really nice. So first, we have to look at the binary representation of...
Disappear.
There's a...
It reappears. Always technical problem.
Oh, it's back.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you touched, but that seemed to be...
It's the cable. This cable is done, so that's the problem. Okay.
If we don't touch it?
I don't. We cannot do much, you know?
That's
the first one, but it may not be that. Anything. This way. Have to, since this is the last exercise, we shall have to live with that. I'm going to report that, of course, but that will be for the next batch of students. So where is the... Oh, it says... Completely disappeared. Thank you.
to calculate S, we're going to use modular exponentiation. So first we find the binary representation of D. And
so
then
it's pretty many bits, as you have seen.
And then we hope that it fits on the blackboard. Between each line we square and take the modulo.
use only ones that have one in the binary representation. But remember that we start with the MSB, so you can put asterisks
so
where you have.
One is, the first one is going to be 14, then 13, then you have a 0, then again 1 plus 11, then 3 is 0, then 1 plus 7, 3 zeros again, and then 3, 2, 1.
That's it. And we have to multiply those with the asterisks.
So again, we get 16 times. So we get the signature S is equal to 992. So Alice is gonna send the message to M and S, both values. So the message and the signature. And then Bob has to verify Alice's message, signature. So he has to calculate C, which is going to be equal to S to the power of E to the power of modulo N. That's going to be 997 to the power of 39,423 modulo N. So again, we look at 39,423. We look at the binary representation. So this time we have even numbers. So once again, we do our table of modular exponentiation. Thank you. do our multiplication.
What we get the message, which is actually the proof that the signature was authentic, so it was correct. Okay, let's have a break, and then we do some
El Gawal. Improvised. I used this one, and apparently it was maybe something wrong with this one, but I don't think so. I don't know how this happened, but is it worse for nowadays?
At least for the moment it is working, so it should sustain until the end of this session. Thank you.
for the second and last numerical exercise, we're going to see, compute the L-gamma signature king.
Now these numbers are really big, so we are not going to do everything.
So just for at least the how it works. So we have calculate V, which is equal to the generator G to the power of A, modulo N, of course. So for this one, we again use modular exponentiation. Do you want me to detail the calculation?
No. You just put the results on there. So you do it at home, but we just put the numbers instead of these letters.
We have 11 to the power of 125,100. So you can do the modular exponentiation at home, and you will find that the result is 18,191. So Alice's public key is going to be P, G, and D. So the modulus, the generator, and G to the power of A. And of course the secret key is A and K. So then Alice wants to send the message with a signature. So we have to compute the values of R and S. So we get R is equal to G to the power of the second secret number K. P, of course. And this one is going to be 164,130. And then the other secret number is S, which is equal to k minus 1, so the inverse of k, times n minus ai. And modulus this time, k minus 1.
This is very important, because the students make mistakes here, so they tend to do it modulo p. That's wrong. It has to be modulo p minus 1.
So the first thing you have to do is calculate k minus 1 with again the extended Jacobian algorithm, which we're not going to do now. And have to be careful, it's k minus 1 modulo p minus 1. The inverse of k modulo p minus 1. And in this case it's 11,303. And then when you calculate also with the n minus ar, you find that S is equal to 130,000 777. So then Alice is going to send M, R, and S to Bob. That's the message plus the signature with the two numbers. And then Bob is going to receive that. And in order to decrypt, to check that it's the, to verify that it's the right message and it hasn't been tampered with, he has to check that V1 is equal to V to the power of R times R to the power of S, and V2, which is equal to G to the power of M, so I have to calculate these two numbers and then check that V1 is equal to V2. So again, three modular exponentiation. You can do it alone. In this case, you should find that V1 is equal to V2 is equal to 173,527.
Yes. So for homework, of course, you do this, and you have to obtain these results. I don't know whether on this you have the complete solution or.
There should be at the end, maybe not all the calculations detailed though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first one, the calculation of B.
It's still. The previous.
I don't know. Is it? Ah, yeah. Yeah. Here.
So you have.
Computing
so
B.
You have to obtain these numbers.
Here, then R. Yeah, the calculations for S is not detailed, and for V1 and V2 either.
Yeah, so this is not detailed, but you should do that with all these bits.
It's the same thing as we've been doing the whole time, it's just much right.
So it's very important that you practice, otherwise if you're not sure, then you will easily make mistakes.
Thank you.
And
now,
they are going to have the formulas for the...
Oh, yeah. So the formulas you get. And I think I have already provided you with the formulas for the exam on Blackboard. Yes? I think you get it on the screen. Because it will be in Inspera, in this system.
And then you have the system is called Inspira?
Here.
On campus.
On campus. I don't know. I don't think so. So they have a special room with special computers that don't have internet and they have...
I don't know. The problem is when you do the exam, you're in a... special browser called Safe Exam Browser, and you don't have to access to anything on the computer other than the exam. So you have to bring your own
calculator. Bring your calculator. I think it is necessary. Yeah.
And you just have to be a bit careful. There are certain types of calculators that are allowed or not. So
those that have internet are not allowed, and those that have programming are not allowed. So if you have this, like FX82, this type of calculator, this should be allowed.
If you look on in TIA on the page of the course, you can find there's a letter, I think.
Yes, type of calculator is labeled by a letter. If you click on that letter, you get the description.
And there should be a list on there about which ones exactly.
Yeah,
are
and if you don't have such a thing, you can buy it. It's relatively cheap in our bookshop.
There's in G building. There's a bookshop. You can also try to ask on Discord if someone has. Cause you're not the first one to have it. Kind of like that.
Yeah. Now I wanted to show you something before you leave, and this something can be very interesting, because you can play with big numbers and with the finite fields and things like that. So there is, of course, a lot of systems Some of them are not for free, and some of them are open source. So I'll show you one that is open source. It's called Sage. So you can easily install it on Linux. It is also possible to install on Windows, but that requires that you first install a Linux system for Windows, and then it installs actually on Linux, which is the same. So I installed it on a virtual machine that runs some Debian 11, so the last Debian. But I think Ubuntu works, and many other have. And you very easily install it on Linux, just because most distributions already have it in their repositories. So in our case, it's something. The instruction is like this. SageMath, and Debian has it. Yeah. So you can install that. It takes 5 minutes to install. And that's... it runs actually Python. So everything is written in Python, and you load the Jupyter notebook like this. So when you open that, when you click on this here, you get this screen. So you have Jupyter notebook, so you can click on new, and then you click on this SageMath 9.2. This is the version that they have, so it may differ. Yeah. Okay, so what you can do here, for example, what was our big number that we used in our first task? You have a function factor.
It's
46927. So this should actually factor this number. It's 167 times 281. So it can do this. And it can do many other things. But what is most interesting, of course, you can do all this arithmetic. For example, what was our power? Give me something.
We said m to the power.
Yes, so what was the number?
to the power of 26767,
just put it, I'll put it in parentheses just in case, even though I don't think it is needed, but we say modulo,
and,
four, six, nine, two, seven. So this should actually work. It's 997. So you get the result immediately for these small numbers. It can do very, very large numbers, like 4,000 digits and many things, and relatively fast. It's a very good system. Even more interesting is you can work with Galois fields. So you can generate multiplicative group and all these things on this system. So, for example, the syntax is a bit, you have to, of course, you can read the manual, it exists, so it's sagemath.org, and you have like documentation, help documentation, and you have reference, for example, and thematic tutorials, etc., etc., but you have, for example, you have algebras, rings, groups, many things. So, cryptography, whatever they. So, you can play a lot of fields, a lot of things. You have number fields. You have many, many other things. So, you can read the manual, but I'm going to show you, for example, some basic things. Like operations with polynomials. So you first define a ring in which this is going to happen. So let's say the variable is x, it's univariate polynomial, what we have been doing. And then we say that it is gf of 2. So the coefficients will be binary. So we do that. Then we give a polynomial. For example, what we did x to 4 plus x plus 1. That was primitive. So x to 4 plus x plus 1. For example, this one. So we define that polynomial. And then we say create a Galois field, module of this polynomial. So we say we can call this, it's usually called K. So alpha, well, we say A like alpha. It is GF of 2 to the power of, it must be 4 because our polynomial is of degree 4. And we say modulus is P. So everything is modulo of this polynomial. And it has created that, and we can see with a command list. That's list. That it will generate the multiplicative group of our field and the zero. Zero doesn't count, but this is, you see, x, x squared, x to 3, and then x to 4 is x plus 1, because this is our generating polynomial, etc., etc. So this is very, very nice. The only thing is that x to 0 is here. So, and there are many other things you can do with this. And you don't have to work with binary polynomials. You can work with, for example, other base. Like, for example, here I have played with ternary. So P is 3. It must be a prime, the only thing. And then we have a polynomial in a GF of 3 to the power of 3. And the modulus is this polynomial, x to 3 plus 2x plus 1. Now, plus and minus are not the same, and the constants are 0, 1, and 2, because we are doing everything modulo 3. And then you get the multiplicative group is this, and the generator is still x, because this is a primitive polynomial. Well, Claire gave me a table of primitive polynomials modulo 3, but you can find that it's from the net. So you can find these tables for some probably small bases, 3, maybe 5. I don't know whether we can use other. But you can do many things with this. You can do calculations with polynomials. For example, you can say P is x plus 1, for example, and Q is x, and R is P times Q, for example. P times Q, and run, and you get, you have to print it. So R, it's x squared plus x, obviously. No? But you can do many other things. You can divide polynomials, you can power polynomials, for example. You can say R squared. So this x squared plus x squared. So what will that be? It will be x to 4 plus x squared, etc., etc. So you can play with this, and you can do many things with SAGE. So it's not only for Galois fields, it's for many other calculations. So if you cannot use MATLAB, for example, you can use this one. And we also have license for MATLAB. MATLAB has a coding theory part. And in this coding theory, you can find all these operations with polynomials. And I haven't tried that, but I have seen that they have with the binary, surely. But no, I'm not sure about other bases. Yeah. So that was all for this course. I hope you have enjoyed. We have two whole months before the exam. If you have any question of any kind regarding cryptography, send me an email. So we are not using anymore this Piazza system that we have been using before. So for some reason, it's not working any longer. So send me an email. And if I think that the answer could be interesting to everybody, then I let you know somehow. Yeah. Okay? If any questions, just tell me. Thank you and goodbye.